The Thunderbolts scored two runs in the seventh to break a tie and defeated the Washington Wild Things 6-5 at CONSOL Energy Park Sunday night. I'm Terry Bonadonna. This is today's Windy City Thunderbolts podcast. The Thunderbolts got off to a great start with the first three men all reaching and scoring. Mike Torres doubled and scored on a Chris Wade bunt that also featured an error, allowing Wade to reach. Wade had to leave the game after colliding with Brad Augustine at first base. Chad Kroeger followed.
Fly ball, deep left field, back to the wall, it's gone! Chad Kroeger with the home run. A two-run shot, it's 3-0 Windy City.
The home run set the franchise single-season record as his 27th of the year, and the franchise career record with his 33rd over the last 2 years. Washington starter Chris Smith pitched well after the homer, retiring 16 of the next 17 hitters. Meanwhile, the Wild Things offense was chipping away at the lead. They scored a run in the second on an error and tied the score in the fifth. With two outs and two on in that inning, Shane Stoner hit an infield single. A throwing error allowed both runners to score. Windy City quickly responded. In the sixth, Brandon Decker doubled and scored on a wild pitch, making it 4-3. Again, though, the Wild Things tied it up. In the bottom of the inning, A.J. Nunziato tripled and scored on a sacrifice fly. Decker made the catch on that play, but had to leave the game after a collision with Travis Weaver. The Bolts took the lead for good in the seventh. Bob Glover was hit by a pitch, and Mike Torres singled with one out. With runners at first and second, Travis Weaver came up.
Weaver snaps a single out to right field. Glover scores. Torres will stop at third base, but the Thunderbolts take a 5-4 lead in the seventh inning.
Torres crossed the plate on Kroeger's fielder's choice, and the Bolts led 6-4. Jim Vahalik homered in the eighth for Washington to make it a one-run game, and in the ninth, Mike Recchia was called on for the save. He retired the last two hitters to hang on for the 6-5 win. Steven Sauer pitched six innings and allowed four runs in the win, and Smith gave up all six runs in the loss. Recchia earned his first save. The first-place Thunderbolts begin a three-game set with the second-place Gateway Grizzlies on Tuesday at Standard Bank Stadium. Mike Recchia will start for Windy City in Game 1 against Gateway's Chris Enyirato. Thanks for listening to today's Thunderbolts podcast.